In honor of Women's History Month, Humanities Connection segments in March will feature a woman in the field of media management, those working at art museums, or in the art history world. Lael Enzer-Bennett kicks off the month by teaching us about one of the founders of feminist art history, Linda Nochlin. Enzer-Bennett is the Assistant Visual Resources Curator at Johns Hopkins University.
In March 2015, I visited the National Museum of Women in the Arts in Washington, D.C. for the exhibition Picturing Mary, Woman, Mother, Idea. After I walked through the show, I realized that I was in a museum dedicated to women artists, and I was there for a show featuring predominantly male artists, well known in the art historical canon. While there were quite a number of works by female artists, Sofonisba Anguissola, Artemisia Gentileschi, Orsola Maddalena Caccia, and Elisabetta Cirani, most museum goers are more likely familiar with names like Michelangelo and Tiepolo. There was something distinctly disconcerting about walking through the permanent collections. I recognized so few of the artists' names. A nauseating thought occurred to me. I had not come to this museum to see all of these women artists with names I did not know. I had come to see the Botticellis. In October of last year, one of the founders of feminist art history, Linda Nochlin, died at age 86. In her groundbreaking 1971 essay, Why Have There Been No Great Women Artists?, Nochlin said, quote, "There have been many interesting and very good ones who remain insufficiently investigated or appreciated. There are no women equivalents for Michelangelo or Rembrandt, Delacroix or Cézanne, Picasso or Matisse. The fault lies not in our stars, our hormones, our menstrual cycles, or our empty internal spaces, but in our institutions and our education." Prior to the 1970s, women artists were often relegated to amateur status, forced to play the role of supportive wives, cast as imitators of male artists, and isolated. Further, women have been excluded from the history of art. The first edition of H.W. Janssen's History of Art in 1962, a standard textbook still in use today, did not include a single female artist. Nochlin's work has shaken the foundations and broken down the walls of art historical practice since the 1970s, and in 2006, she returned to the question of her 1971 essay. She wrote, quote, "Women artists, women art historians, and women critics have made a difference, then, over the past 30 years. There is a whole flourishing area of gender studies in the academy, a whole production of critical representation that engages with issues of gender in museums and art galleries. Women artists of all kinds are talked about, looked at, have made their mark. Yet there is still, again, a long way to go." In her 1988 work, Nochlin reminds us that feminist art history is not, quote, "a way of simply adding a token list of women painters and sculptors to the canon, but rather to question the whole art historical apparatus which contrived to put them in their place." Linda Nochlin is an inspiration for me, and her work helps focus the feelings I had at the National Museum of Women in the Arts on that day in 2015, and helps me to see the important work that museums are doing today. I am looking forward to the opening of Women House on March 9th at the National Museum of Women in the Arts. This exhibition pays homage to the unprecedented 1972 installation Woman House by Judy Chicago and Miriam Shapiro. Women House will continue the work of the earlier exhibition as women artists address the continued association of the domestic space with women's space. The work continues.
You can learn more about the Visual Resources Association and Image and Media Management by visiting vraweb.org. Maryland Humanities is a statewide nonprofit that creates and supports educational experiences in the humanities that inspire all Marylanders to embrace lifelong learning, exchange ideas openly, and enrich their communities. Humanities Connection is produced by Maryland Humanities for WYPR. For Maryland Humanities, I'm Phoebe Stein.